My mom was one of a kind, a true gift to her children and grandchildren. She was born and raised in the heart of America, a small farming town in North Dakota. From her college days in California to her service as a wave in World War II, she carried her beauty and grace with intelligence and a heart of gold. These letters were given back to her after her mom died and were in a drawer until now. This is a snapshot of a life well lived, ordinary observations at an extraordinary time in our country's history. Her name was Lorraine. I hope you enjoy her journey. December 25th, 1946, Pensacola, Florida. Dearest folks, thanks so much for the package. Everything came through fine, and I'm especially pleased with those pajamas. They couldn't have suited me any better had I picked them out myself. The panties are awfully nice, though I didn't try them on, though I did the pajamas right away. Don't think that $10 didn't look good. For one thing, I think I'll buy another pair of bedroom slippers. Christmas turned out to be pretty nice this year. I couldn't help being reminded of last Christmas when Boyd was so sick, though. This morning, Benny bounced in and woke us up. Two other girls came in to open their packages, Ruth Early and Maybelle Prater. We had lots of fun. I got the house coat from Gordon's and it fit just swell. Couldn't have been better. And the kids sent along a pup, now named Curly. You see, Ruth had a puppy, Alma had a panda, and I didn't have an animal, so it is now sitting on my bunk. Ruthie got a lamb from her sister, who is a nun, made it for her herself. Did I ever tell you that Ruthie has a twin sister who is a nun? Ken and Emma sent me this stationery and some snapshots of themselves. Alma gave me a hand mirror, and Ruthie gave me a slip. We had Christmas breakfast and had drawn names, so I got some note paper from the girl who drew mine. It was Prater, the girl who came in this morning to open gifts. I'm going to stop now and continue this tomorrow. Just wanted to let you know I was thinking of you and hoping that you had a Merry Christmas. Writing a letter to someone you love is pretty much a lost art. We are so tied to social media and the immediacy of communication, we've moved away from pen and paper. The letters I'm reading are a little tattered, but still in their original envelope. What I would like you to take away from each episode of this podcast is one thought. Almost a century ago, our world was in chaos. Some things never change. Then and now, there are still people in this world who understand the power of a selfless attitude. Just like Lorraine, these people make our world better. Thanks for listening. The Letters from My Mother podcast, copyright 2024.